SVI Media now taking a moment to visit with the post commander of the VFW in Star Valley, and he has been working extensively to combine both the VFW, Veterans Foreign Wars, the American Legion, for a good working purpose, both ends of the valley. Jerry, where do we start? And could you just briefly explain both organizations?
Sure. The Veterans of Foreign War of the United States is probably the most exclusive of the veteran service organizations that are here in the Valley. To be a member of VFW, you need to have served in a capacity where you were in foreign war. So from my perspective, as a Cold War Navy sailor on submarines, it was challenging to qualify for that. But because of some of the things that we did on our submarine, we got the Navy and Marine Corps Expeditionary Medal, which is the equivalent of being under fire. And, you know, you get those by going to places that you didn't go and doing things that you didn't do in the service of our country. Most of the members of the VFW right now have had service in Vietnam or in Afghanistan or some of those places where we know we've sent servicemen and women that have been in combative fire. American Legion is for anyone who has been in the service. So regardless of what you did or any of the kinds of service that you did, you can qualify for American Legion. So Veterans of Foreign War qualify for American Legion, but not all American Legion qualify for Veterans of Foreign War. So some of our National Guard members that were deployed, they'll qualify as members of Veterans of Foreign War, and they'll also qualify for American Legion.
Okay, very good. You've also, now that you're a post commander, you've been reaching out both ends of the valley, American Legion and VFW, to say we're essentially serving the same purpose, to making sure veterans are remembered. And you're teaming up both ends of the valley, Alpine to Afton, to make this all happen, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So in Afton, we have American Legion Post 49. And then in Alpine, we have American Legion Post 46. And typically, I don't know how that came to be that we had two posts in the valley, but it's a great thing because it does give us an opportunity to have a greater outreach to the veterans here in the valley and to give them the kind of service that they need to access veteran services. You know, our emphasis in all of these veteran service organizations is to make sure that our veterans have someone that's on their side as they're trying to access Veterans Administration benefits and the kinds of things that are available to veterans through the government benefits. And, you know, that's really a challenging process sometimes to get the veterans administration to recognize that you qualify for using some of those services that they provide through the service that you did to our country as a military member.
Okay. We're with Jerry Lanehart, VFW Post Commander here in Western Wyoming, Star Valley. You just recently had a big dinner combining everybody, inviting folks in Christmas time, right?
Yeah, it was really a great opportunity for us to host what we call the All Veterans Christmas Party. We have a lot of veterans here in Star Valley. We've got some great people that live here, and they've been patriotic throughout their life and have served our country. And so we thought that it was appropriate to have a Christmas party where we got everybody together and to give them some good food and some camaraderie and an opportunity to gather together. We spent a little bit of time canvassing the community, trying to get door prizes to give away to those who came and participated. I'd like to make a special call out to Lisa Campbell for her efforts in leading that effort for us. She really did a great job putting the dinner together and getting the Thane Community Center decorated and getting reservations to actually meet there and all of those things that go into making a great party happen. Lisa really pulled that off, and we had a great time.
Sounds like a nice evening. You had some awards and honors out there, a couple of main ones, if you remember those.
Yeah, so one of the key things that happens in Veterans of Foreign Wars, we do have a couple of awards that are contests that we participate in, And one of those is the Patriots Pen Essay Contest, and that covers the grade 6 through 8 students. And then we have Voice of Democracy Audio Essay Contest, which is for the high school students, grades 9 through 12. And so on October 31st, that competition closed, and so the Post members and some of the retired educators here in the community had an opportunity to look at those contestant entries, read the essays, listen to the audio essays, and then we selected some winners. We were really fortunate this year. We had a number of entries from our homeschooled students. We've been really good in the past in being able to get into the schools here at Lincoln County School District. Our teachers have been really great about helping us make those programs aware to their students and giving them an opportunity to participate. But we had a number of homeschool entries this year that we just thought that was really great, that we'd been able to make that bridge, that gap that gets us into some of those students that are not in a regular educational environment that we're used to seeing in high schools and junior highs and elementaries.
And a great educational opportunity. Well, as we close out here, you caught my attention with a personal note. You served on a submarine, nuclear submarine.
I did serve on a submarine. So my submarine was a 637 class stretch hull submarine, the USS Kavala 684. Great opportunity for me, changed my life to be able to have that opportunity. I still do nuclear power as a career. I was a reactor operator on that submarine. So it was a great experience for me to be over with. You know, I hated the experience while it was going on. I spent a lot of time at sea away from my family. The difficulties of being deployed and being underwater and, you know, all of the food that you have to take with you to go on to some of those spec ops that we did. You know, they were great experiences to have looking back on them, but I didn't appreciate them as much when I was having them. It was a difficult life.
You grew up in Star Valley. You ended up serving on a nuclear sub, right?
I did. You know, it was one of those opportunities that happened for me as part of my education at what's BYU Idaho now, but it was Rick's then. They convinced me that I could get an education, what they said would be a little bit easier than what I thought it might be, going to school and trying to be married and a newlywed and all of those kind of experiences. So I thought I was taking the easy way out and discovered that there is no easy way. But it was a great experience. You know, I can't say enough good things about the Navy's nuclear power program, because it does make great nuclear operators, and it does change your life.
And you're from Star Valley, and you did all that. Jerry Lanehart, VFW Post Commander, visiting with us on SVI.